Glow. This is Doug usually watching TikTok, and that's practically his intro. What's up, bitches? It's Brew. And I feel like I'm so invested. I've been watching that dog since they actually got that dog, since he was a little puppy, and now he's so grown. I'm so invested, bro, in his life. Like, and I started thinking, dog moms, dog owners, dog dads, is it cheating enjoying other dog content? Like, you know, like I actually want to meet this dog. Like, and I started thinking about it, POV men. Like, you know how there is no shortage of attractive women? I feel like men are so lucky because every single step you take, there's an attractive woman after another attractive woman, you know, on and on and on and on and on. When you think about it as a babe, how many times a day do you go, wow, that man is fine? That happens like once in every 2 months, 3 months. At least. But anyway, so I started thinking about it. Can you imagine your nigga on the internet just craving to be in another woman's presence because they've been following her for such a long ass time? But you have a girl at home. You have a girl at home. Damn. You people in relationships right now are the strongest soldiers. Like, me trying to instigate and start problems because I'm a Valentine's in the Caribbean. It's looking like I'm a B-Lo. Yeah, you people in relationships are the strongest soldiers. Have you guys seen the new trailer of, what's that movie called? A Quiet Place? I'm very, very, very confused of a new he movie, Nena. Because wasn't there already A Quiet Place 1 and 2? Am I eating time different? Am I, like, I don't know. Because I thought the other Quiet Places were still the same. When did they come out? They came out like 2018 or 20 something. So I thought they were actually... Anyway, I don't know. But the point is, I got so stressed when I was watching that trailer because I saw a cat on the trailer. And I didn't know we are not above killing animals anymore, because after I watched Mr. and Mrs. Smith, the new series, Donald Glover, after I watched it, I was really stressed because they killed Max. And I was like, wait a minute. I always thought like there was a rule where in movies... You know how movies, there's always those rules, all kids can't be on set for like more than an hour, blah, 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 blah. I always thought since animal laws are so serious abroad, I always thought they don't kill animals. Or rather, they don't do it so straightforward, they could imply that the animal is dead. But actually, for the longest time, I haven't seen any animal die on a film. Like, since what? I don't know. I don't know. I feel like this was a recent shock. So I feel like I haven't seen animals die in a long time on a show. Anyway. So I started thinking, would my dog survive A Quiet Place? Like, I thought about it in context of, I don't know if you guys have ever had this mini of, you have a paperclip and you have 5 minutes to hide it in your house, somewhere in your house, because the FBI is on their way. This is just a paperclip, but you have 5 minutes to hide it. Where would you hide it? So I started thinking, I have 3 minutes to save my dog. My dogs, rather, what did I do on the show? And I got so stressed. And now I don't even think I'll see the movie until the next trailer you know drop out on me. Wait, e movie at in a talk away. I think I was so stressed about that thought mid trailer that I don't think really comprehend the entire trailer. I don't even think I understood the whole thing. But anyway. Anyway, let's get on to the podcast episode. Hey guys, I'm your host, Glow. Welcome back to another podcast episode. You Better Ask Somebody podcast. New week. Wait, no. This is not a new week. New episode. This is more so of another episode in between the week because I'm feeling very generous. I'm feeling very recordy-like. You know, I've been having a good time with this podcast anyway. But yeah. Let's dive into what I wanted to talk about. It's something I recently saw. And I wanted to share it and I wanted to speak on it. Because I don't know. I don't know. It's something that I saw, and it also went hand in hand with recently I've been in these question tags on my Instagram. So anyway, let me just start it, and then we'll see where I'm going with it. Okay. Just trust the process. So it went like, the first time you give someone something for free, you create appreciation. The second time you give someone something for free, you create anticipation. The third time you give someone something for free, you create expectation. By the fourth time, you create entitlement. The fifth time you give someone something for free, you create dependency. And at this point, when you stop or you're not capable of, you create resentment and hatred. I don't know if we're together so far. The first time you give someone something for free, you create appreciation. The second time, you create anticipation. The third time, you create expectation. The fourth time, you create entitlement. And by the fifth time, you create dependency. And at this point, when you stop or you're not able to, you create resentment and hatred. Now, the last few times that I've done a question tag on my Instagram, I've had some questions that are, what should I say, recycled, some questions that are always asked, some questions I will always come across whenever I do these question tags. And most of them are usually about boundaries. People always ask me how I set my boundaries, how I make sure I make sure I follow through the boundaries that I've set, and you know, all that yada yada stuff. So now, basically, boundaries, you just need to learn your boundaries. You need to know your boundaries are your non-negotiables. You need to know what your non-negotiables are, whether it's in friendships or relationships. Boundaries have to be set, and you need to know them, and you need to be vocal about them. You know, when we think about our friendships, yeah, when you think about your friendships and your relationships, I don't know. Have you guys had these conversations before you started your friendships? Because I usually feel like you only count as a friend to me when we've had these conversations. Because I feel like at some point there has to be something said for you guys. There has to be some form of communication for you guys to understand what are my do's and don'ts, for us to proceed, for you to know where not to cross me, for me to know where not to cross you, and for both of us to know where we're meeting each other in the middle. Because you know, some things you always can't fully 100% get, and that's normal. Everyone is human and whatever. So you need to know what's what between the three. So anyway, I recently had someone like this who I hadn't set boundaries with. And the first time we ever actually hung out, you know those times when you just hang out with someone, like, it's like you're just available. You're just there. And I really don't want to be available anymore. I want to not to be available anymore. I usually feel like the more you're available, the more problems just occur. And, you know, you're just in situations that you don't want to be in and whatever, you know. Anyway. So yeah, so the first time we ever actually hung out, you know, these people who you're just aware of their existence, or if you've seen them, it's just a hi, and that's it. Yeah, so this is someone who I did not know like that. The first time we ever actually got to hanging out, she was actually going through it at the time. Sorry. My bad. She was actually going through it at the time. She had lost her phone, and you know how you're usually just in a bad place when you lose your phone, like, honestly, top two worst things that can happen to you, losing your phone. So yeah, she had lost her phone and everything. And at this point, I was just, you know, those times when you're just down for whatever and whatever. And she was like, you know, I just want to like escape my problems right now. I don't want to think about it right now. I just want to get lit and whatever. And I was like, you know, I'm free. I got time. I'm down too. You know, like, I could use a drink too. So, and this is a past story. This is not something. Because I'm a month sober, guys. I'm a month sober. Bro, let me tell you, tequila. I used to think tequila was my girl. Tequila, Inyosha, Mambo. I've never been so scared in my life. I'm actually sober because I'm scared of the drink right now. Like, I don't think I even have it in me to take a shot. I'm literally scared of alcohol right now. But anyway, and it's been a good month. It's actually been a good month away from alcohol. So we hope this energy continues. It looks like I just needed a little fear in my life. But anyway. So yeah, so she was like, oh, you know, blah blah, she's also from the mini. She was upset, and I kind of also understood the situation. I didn't really mind. I was like, oh, you know, whatever, whatever. Now, one problem I usually have with myself, and I want to really also stop that. I want to stop being the type of person who puts myself at the forefront of saving everyone. And I mean this in a way of, sometimes I usually do it and I usually feel very, how do I say? I feel very used after. I feel like I put myself in positions where people would never put themselves in these positions for me. You get. And I know you're not supposed to do things with expectation that someone is also going to do it for you. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I need to learn how to know the difference of people who will water me back and people who just drain me. I need to learn the difference as well as to stop putting myself in these situations. Yeah, that's what I need to learn. I need to learn to not always have a big heart. Like, sometimes it's okay to just, oh, I'm so sorry that happened to you, and leave it at that. You don't have to feel like you have to be at the forefront to fix people's problems. I need to learn that. I'm aware of that, but I need to apply it more now. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, practically that's what I'm saying. So yeah, so that's one thing I want to stop. So anyway, at this point, Naomi Nani leads you to, which I don't mind, actually. This is not even the part of the story where I'm not okay with. So at this point, I don't mind. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, whatever. What do you want? I was like, I'll buy it. We can just drink here and chill and, you know, not think about it for now. Because either way, I was down too. So, and I usually feel like whenever I'm in a position where I'm capable of paying for something or doing whatever, I really don't mind it. I really don't mind it. But then I also need to learn. I need to learn that I'm not always going to get it back in return. That's why I need to stop doing that. I need to stop doing that because I'm always putting myself at the forefront and people would never do that for me. Me, if I come around and I say, oh, I can't do this, it's like, oh, okay, crickets, crickets. But when other people come around and say, oh, they can't do this, I'm over there. Nishajitoa, nishajituma. Like, watch out, kujituma sana. Relax. Sit down, relax. You don't need to do all that. Nobody asked you for that. But anyway, yeah, that's something that I'm working on for myself. But anyway, so yeah, so it was okay. We got a bottle, blah, blah. We had a good time. At this point, I think it was earlier on in the day. Then when we started getting to around like 6 p.m., they were like, you know what, maybe we should go out. Because she was like, actually, she's the one who said she wanted to go out. I never ever come up with the idea of going out because I usually don't even like going out. I prefer drinking like at home or whatever. So she was like, oh, we should go out, blah, blah, yada, yada. And I was like, you know what? I'm already here. I'm just available. You see that thing about being available? I'm just available. I was like, it's cool. I don't have to keep on drinking. I was like, you know, I could drive us there. You see what I'm saying? I was like, it's cool. I can just drive, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, when we get there, if you want shots, you can get shots because I'm not drinking anymore. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm already good with just hydrating and just being okay now. Like, I feel like I've had my fun for the day. I really like my self-control with alcohol these days. And the fact that now I can even just not want to do it. But sometimes, like last week, I was really, really craving, like, to drink. I had to force myself and tell myself, yo, stay home, sit down. Sit your ass down. So I had to really force myself to not go outside. Anyway, let's get away. So we went to, at this point, mind you, when I'm telling you guys this story, I have absolutely no problem with this. I'm feeling like it's a situation where, oh, this has happened to someone. And, you know, I usually feel like if you can be a helping hand, you can be a helping hand. And I recently watched Chunks and Philly's podcast episode, and they were basically talking about something slightly similar to this situation. I agreed with both of them. Like, I was seeing both of their perspectives. I was seeing both of their sides. I was like, I'm literally a Philly, but I want to be more like Chunks. Like, I want to be okay with just saying no. Like, you know, no. Like, I don't have it like that. Like, I need to put myself first before putting myself in these uncomfortable situations. And then holding anger towards other people when you maybe not nijituma kufanya stuff. Because at this point, ukijituma kufanya watu vitu, and you expect them to do it for you as well, you're going to be very, very disappointed. And that's just like how life goes. You know, people really don't owe you shit back. As much as, yes, when you're thinking about it in principle context, yes, they do owe you. But, you know, like, they do owe you, but they don't owe you. Like, I don't know if I'm making sense. They do owe you, but they don't owe you. You can't really be mad at someone because, oh, ulijituma kufanya msee favor, alafu yeye kifika time yake hakufanyi. You know, like, that's not on you. That's literally just on you. It's a cold world. It's a cold world and it's a cold reality. But yeah, so I was feeling like I was understanding both of their points of view. And I was like, yeah, I'm literally a Philly. And I let that shit happen because, you know, I'm the one who puts myself in those positions. But yeah, anyway, so we get to the club and everything. Luckily at the club, it's like the universe just said, this down bitch. We got to the club. We met some guys that I knew and they bought her shots. I didn't have to spend any money or whatever. And I was good with that. I was really good with that. And at this point, mind you, I have no problem towards it. I actually did have a good night that day and whatever. So we went back home and everything. Now the problem came in where at this point now, every time she would call me, it's like she would call me with expectations of I'm the one who's going to pay for stuff, or if people are pitching in, I'm the one who's pitching in for her. Like, you get like stuff like that. And at this point, I hadn't really, really noticed it because she was kind of doing it. I don't know if she was aware that she was, you know, this is also not a conversation we've had. So I don't know if she was aware she was doing it, or, but sometimes I usually feel like people are aware that they are taking advantage of you. It's just that they want to see how far it will go. You know, they want to see how far they can milk off it. So anytime we would be doing something, she would be at the forefront calling me, you know, da da da, let's go do this, da da da. Because already, you know, oh, if Glow comes, there's a car already. We don't need to nini for Uber. There's this already, blah, 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 and this and this and this. So this is now my point of view. I don't know if this is what she was thinking. I don't know if she was aware that she was doing this, but yeah. So at some point, I started feeling like I'm being used. So now, I didn't really notice it until at some point when I kept on feeling like I'm being used. I was like, wait, no, I need to just say no. I was like, yeah, I just need to say no. So whenever like she would hit me up, oh, let's go do this, I'd be like, oh, I'm not doing this, so I'm only going to pitch in for this. Like, if them they're drinking, I'll be like, I'm not, that's not what I'm drinking anyway. So I'll be like, you know what, whatever it is, I'm pitching in for my food part. Like, when you guys are ordering, let me know so that I can send for, like, you know, my food part and whatever and whatever. I was making it known that I'm only paying for things that I'm getting. You know, I'm not doing the extra for anyone else. And at this point, what, the phone calls became less and everything, you know, the whole, every time we used to like hang out, she'd be like, oh my God, no, Gloria, you're so nice. I think it was buttering me up to get me to actually pay for stuff. That's what I'm saying. I don't know if she was doing it intentionally or she actually meant it. But yeah, that's practically how it went down. So anyway, so at this point now, when I became more assertive and I was just like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm not doing this. I'm only kidding for. Because mwana unitoe kwa nyumba alafu mimi bado ndo nalipia vitu. Like, let's make it make a little bit of some sense. Like, also me at some point I started thinking, I'm just a girl, bro. I'm just a girl. I have my own bills to pay. Why am I going outside to take care of other people? Like, I don't also have my own responsibilities. And it's really a thin line before you forget. And you know, when you're in shit, nobody's going to be there when you're in shit. When you're running behind on your bills and stuff like that, yeah, no one is going to be there. It's going to be on you. So anyway, so when now I started becoming more assertive and just being like, no, I'm not paying for that. Like, I'm only paying for what I'm getting or whatever, blah, blah, blah. The phone calls became less and all that, yada, 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 you know, the whole, oh, blah, blah, blah. So until eventually she stopped hitting me up, like stopped calling me, stopped asking me to come out and stuff like that. And at this point, that's where also the passive aggressiveness came in to play. And that's when I was very now aware that, oh, I've done the whole give. And now that the fact that I've just stopped cold turkey, I've created the resentment and the hatred now. Like, oh, now, you know, now it's, oh, we don't fuck with her anymore. But anyway, that just ended like that. Like, we've never spoken again. It's never been made aware that there's anything like, oh, I'm not feeling like this or da da da. She just stopped hitting me up. I never hit her up anymore. Like, you know, it just ended like that. And I feel like a lot of strains in friendships usually come from that uncomfortableness, especially when it comes to money. Bruh. When it comes to money. Like, how many of your friendships have ended because of money? Don't have any friends. No. Let me tell you, I don't. One thing about me, I don't. When it comes to money, me and my friends and money, no. Like, I would even rather be in a position where if I have paid for something, I usually don't know how to ask back for Denise because I don't like money conversations. I don't know how to ask back for Denise. So if I'm going to pay for something, I already know I'm not getting it back. Nakonga tu nishajiambia mentally, imenda tu hivyo, like wachana tu nayo. Like, I'm not having the conversation again. Especially those ones of, you know, that you go out, you go somewhere, and then someone is like, oh, pay for this, I'll get you back, I'll send you the money back. I usually hate those things because more so, it's the principle. It's usually really the principle. You said you were going to get me my money back. Get me my money back. Don't be that type of person. Because at this point, I also want you to think about it in context, in a whole point of, what if she's given me her last coins and she really hoped that I was going to give her back her money? You know, like, I don't think people really think about that. Or, you know, because we're all just, you know, going through it, making it day by day. Like, don't just assume. But usually for me, it's always just the principle. Like, whenever I'm in a situation where someone tells me, oh, pay for this and I'll pay you back, and they don't, I usually just have it at the back of my mind that you are not the type of person that, if you ever asked me for money, I don't know if you guys normally have like what do you call it? Like, lending money rules. You know, the way you always know there's this one friend, Max neza pache womseni 1k, 2k. And then there's this other friend where you know, that one, you know, you can give the money and you know you're going to get it back. This one, you know, Max, I'm giving you is 1k, 2k. And even that 1k, 2k, there's chances I'm not going to get it back. And if I don't get it back, at least I know you're never going to ask me for money again. Like, in a share to apple, ni sawa. But that's the max I can give you because I know the way you are a shaky person. Like, I know you're just a shaky person. I don't know. I feel like in my life, I've only had one friend who I've ever, like, asked for money. And they've asked me for money. And even when I wanted to pay him back, he was like, no, it's okay. Like, it's okay. Like, that's, he's the only one friend that I know. Shout out to him. He's in a relationship right now. Oh my God, I'm not watching away. It's just like. Anyway, yeah, because I usually feel like whenever money comes into picture, especially with friends, that's where I'm nanzanga kukosana. That's why the whole conversation of, oh, umstana acting yaje, no, umstana acting itu sawa. It's just that you don't want to give someone back their money. You just lack manners. You're just lacking very horribly right now in manners. And you know that whole thing of, the way I'm saying, I usually don't chase for money. I usually don't. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to start the conversation. I usually feel like, it's usually such an uncomfortable conversation. And I feel like people are aware. One thing about people are aware. They just want to see how long they can take advantage of you. Because I'd be like, oh, najua umse aichangi pesa. Or rather, anaogopa. Watu kwa shameless ukunja, by the way. Watu kwa very shameless. And they really take advantage of that. And, you know, like, why would you do that to your friends? I usually feel like one person in this life who you can have, let me tell you, the friend who you know you can usually ask for money and they'll give you whatever amount it is, you can ask them for money and they'll give you. I feel like that's the one person in life that you don't do dirty. Like, I ask you for money, I'm giving it back on time. Or even if I'm going to delay even a day, I'm going to let you know way before, just to let you know that, oh no, listen, I'm going to get you back. I just, this and this happened, blah, 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 but I'm going to get you back by this day. Like, it's as simple as simple as, because I usually feel like that's the one person you should hold. You know, it's really rare. I can even just say there are a couple of people who don't even have a friend they can turn to and ask for money. That's just a fact. Because even me right now, when I look at it, when I look at my situation, when I look at my friendship, I feel like there's only one friend I can ask for, because I'm only comfortable with that. And not even at a, I'm not comfortable at a, now these are too loosely. I would only ask if I really, 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 really needed it. Like, I'm really, really in need of it. Like, when I say, like, I'm in trouble, like, let's say I'm Nicole locked up somewhere or something like that. Like, that's the only time I think I would ever come across asking. You know, not you at you to me, Zoyana, to you at you. Because also, people get so entitled, especially when it comes to other people's money. Like, oh, someone helps you one time and now you start thinking, or you mentally in your head, you think that this person has got it like that. So you feel like you're entitled to them giving you money, because you're like, oh, when you ask this person and then, you know, out of nowhere, now it's become beef. Like, my boy, no, you need to relax. But anyway, I don't know. Do you guys usually have money conversations with your friends? I feel like that's the one part where I usually just shut up. I just shut my mouth. Like, we're not doing this, because I already know how it's gonna go. Like, can we just go? If we're going somewhere, kill him to a nini party, okay? If we're doing this, if I'm the one who offers and tours myself, and I just say, oh, okay, I'm going to pay for this sour. That's going to be my cross to carry later. But that whole thing of touring someone from the house, and you tour someone from the house and then you're making them cater for stuff and all that, like, but yeah, that's what I learned. That's what I saw. And I was like, yeah, a lot of times we catch ourselves doing stuff for people to the extent where we're even uncomfortable when we're doing these things. But we see, I don't know what it is. Is it like people pleasing energy? Like, because why, you know, I'm trying to think, why do I put myself in the forefront of trying to always save people's situations? And then later on, I'm hurt because I find out, oh, these people would never, ever, ever in their life put themselves in the forefront to, hey, soja, nani alikutuma wewe? Like, like, who sent you, nigga? Who sent you? Like, for real, nani alikutuma? Sometimes I usually ask myself that, and I'm like, yeah, you really didn't have to do that. Like, now just sit down and take your L. Like, just sit down and take your L, because nobody, absolutely nobody glow. Which no you, Kasha Kimbia could save the day. Okay, super girl. Like, you know, and being a person who, I have my about, like, I've had this conversation before with someone when they asked me this on a question tag, and they were asking me how, you know, I came to set my boundaries and everything. So boundaries are basically your non-negotiables, and I have my non-negotiables. And for the most part, I feel like I usually have such a big heart sometimes. And sometimes, because I was being asked how I follow through with my boundaries, It's not as easy as, you know, sometimes you can know your non-negotiables, but then sometimes you're just like, oh yeah, this person made a mistake, oh yeah, maybe hata rudia, oh yeah. Yeah, that's where they got you fucked up. Because when you start making exceptions or being understanding, I feel like whenever you set boundaries, you just have to really be assertive with them, even if you do come off as quote unquote a bitch, quote unquote mtiaji. And I usually feel like those words, mtiaji and stuff like that, are usually thrown at you when you're not doing something to people please, when you're not doing something that's going their way. It's not even about you, by the way, at this point. It's not going their way, so then, oh, okay. Because now they're already entitled. You've already created a space of entitlement right there. But yeah. Oh yeah. So I was having this conversation and this girl was asking me how, you know, I follow through with my boundaries. And I feel like sometimes I don't. I feel like I'm a really understanding person. And it's one thing I need to stop. And I have an understanding friend. Oh my God. Not me having a reality check on the podcast. Oh my motherfucking dad. I mean, go with those ass.
Cut the cameras. Cut the show. I want to go home.
Bruh. I'm now just saying, like, I'm a people pleaser. Oh my God. So what exactly do I have boundaries? But let me tell you, I'm very strict. When it comes to men, I'm very strict. Right? When it comes to my friends, when it comes to people who I want to be friends, I feel like I usually crave the intimacy of friendship so much. And this is probably my problem. I crave the intimacy of friendship more than I crave the intimacy of... Okay, wait, that's a lie. Because I think I crave both. It's just that I feel like I usually want to have good friends around me. I want to know what it's like to have, like you know how you usually see these what two TikTok posts and you see these friend groups and you're like, oh my God, that's so cute. That's so nice. So I feel like that's the thing. I feel like I usually crave the... Because let me tell you, I think one of the best things in life is actually having good, like, a great friend circle. That's one big win in life. When you have a great friend circle, like I'm always saying, the people you surround yourself with really, really matter. They can make you or break you. You have good people around you, you're just lifted. You know, you're just lifted in. Like, I don't see the way you can fail. Isn't that Jay-Z lyric like that? When your circle is just, when your circle is great, all of you are just great. You know, if you have five great friends, you're the sixth great friend. Like, you know, I think that's what I want in my life. Yeah, that's what I want in my life. Like, I just want, and I'm always really picky at the same time, I'm really picky when it comes to picking friends. Cause whenever I see a bad trait, I'm like, yeah, no, we can't be friends. I'm already back to the drawing board. Like, no, we can't be friends. And then at the same time, I'm also like, oh, maybe they didn't mean to do that. You know, maybe they're just, cause I usually try to understand, okay, POV this person. Oh my God, mini understanding friend. Fuck. crazy stuff. Nasty work. This is mad. This is, yo. But anyway. So what do I know? Now, but general advice, your boundaries joining me. What did I say to this girl? But anyway, searching your boundaries are your non-negotiables. And I feel like you should be very, very assertive with them. I feel like I usually get to the point where I'm assertive a bit too late. Because at first I'm like, oh, okay, this and this and this and this. I'm like, oh, maybe they didn't mean to do it. I overlook it a bit. And then later on, like by the sixth time they've done me dirty, that's when I'm like, yeah, let me just leave it alone. At this point, I've also created a space for them to feel entitled like that. So now this person is so entitled that they think them doing me wrong means we have beef. No, it's not beef. You're just a shitty person. Like, you're literally just a shitty person. You're at your point where you're feeling entitled. So you feel like we're beefing, but no, you're just a shitty person and you did me wrong. Like, there was no foul play on my end. You know, beef is when there's foul play on both ends, right? Beef is foul play on both ends. This is just one-sided. You are just a shitty person. You did me dirty. Like, I have no nini in this court. I have no points on this court. Like, mini suggestions are any single nini kupata, any single score at this point. You know, you get what I'm saying? So people also need to know. Nine times out of ten, whenever you hear, especially the one side of the person talking about, oh, we have beef, blah, 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 blah. Nah, it's usually just them. They've done someone dirty. They were probably in a position where they were given, and then entitlement was created, and then this person just stopped being there. They later on decided to be assertive with their boundaries, and then this person was like, oh, this is how you're going to act, because now they can't take from this person anymore. Then they walk around and start saying, oh, yeah, now it's beef. It's not beef. You're just weird, bro. You're just weird. That's just what it is. And that small, it was literally a TikTok. I feel like I've been learning so much from TikTok. But anyway, yeah. that small quote really went a long way, because I also started seeing, I feel like I start my boundaries a bit later because I give people room. It's like in my head, mentally, I'm giving you room to like, oh, because people make mistakes at the end of the day. I'm also not perfect. I feel like I've also made mistakes. That's why there's room for conversations and stuff like that to be like, oh, you know, this and this and this and this. And I feel like I don't have those conversations also. Like somebody will do me wrong and I'm generally just like, oh, okay, any mistake to amefanya, like, wala hata rudia tena. But you see now, for me, when it comes to like guys, like relationships, yeah, the first many of disrespect, I'm like, I have too many guy friends to know when a guy does something that was very intentional. Like niggas mean their shit. Like they mean it. So usually I'm just like, yeah, that's my non-negotiable. You did it. Bye. I just disappear after that. Like, no more conversation. But anyway, yeah. I think I learned something on this podcast myself. I learned I need to just be assertive with my boundaries from jump. Because what's the point of setting boundaries if you're not going to be assertive with them from jump? Like, this is something where I feel like these are conversations where if someone does you wrong, immediately you're like, no, this is where I'm going to stop you. This is my non-negotiable. You did this. I don't like this. You're doing this. I don't like this. And from there, however they take it, so if they don't want to adhere to it, you just leave them alone. Like, you just leave them alone before it gets to a point where it's now getting toxic. Because, you know, the longer, especially that whole thing of having someone being passive-aggressive around, you know how uncomfortable it usually makes you feel? You even start overthinking, especially if you're an overthinker and someone is being passive-aggressive around you. Nine times out of ten, you start thinking, oh, what did I do? You know, am I the problem? You're not supposed to be having thoughts like those. Like, you shouldn't give someone room to make you have thoughts like those. Like, that's a no. That's a no-no for me. That's a no. So, yeah. Basically, what I've learned from my own episode, from my own rant, I need to be assertive from day one, from point one, from, you know. Yeah. Because there's no winning. There's no winning in this life. There's no winning being a people pleaser, honestly. Honestly, there's no winning. Like, there's no winning, could you do my evil? Hey, no, see, why don't you ever do my yourself like that, Gloria? Anyway, I think we've come to the end of the show. I think I literally educated myself on a podcast. I literally educated myself on a podcast episode while educating other people. That's interesting. That's an interesting turn of events. I like a plot twist. I like a good plot twist. Who'd have thought this episode would have ended like this? But anyway, it's the end of the week. I hope you guys have a great weekend ahead. Drink safely. Yeah, drink safely. Don't be like me. Or maybe don't drink safely so you can actually stop drinking, because sometimes I guess a little fear is all it takes. A little fear is all it takes to make you put the bottle down. But anyway, drink safely. Don't drink and drive. Have a great weekend, guys. Until next time. Bye. Wait. I think I said bye a bit too soon. If you want to have more conversation with me, you can find me at glowful_ on Instagram, glow_full on Twitter. You better ask somebody _ on Instagram, and you better ask somebody podcast on YouTube, guys. Okay, until next time now, for real. Bye.